Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Jeff Anthony, our timing will never be good, but that's fine because we have enough chicken for all of you. So welcome to our coverage of Below Deck. I am your captain, Sasha Joseph, joined by my co-host, my co-captain, the one whose face I find truth in. Chappelle is here. Welcome.
Sasha, I didn't even realize that we were as late as Chef Anthony, but again, the quality is what really matters. We're coming here delivering some, like, some top shelf, you know, some gourmet podcasting and coverage of Below Deck. So correct. I'm happy to be here, and I'm glad that the Peanut Gallery is with us in the chat as well.
Yeah, you know, shout out Peanut Gallery. Sorry, I was running late. We were having some issues. You know, work. I'm on the West Coast, all right? It's still only 12 my time, so please, sorry we're late, but here we are. And if you're listening to us, you don't know what the hell we're talking about because you just get your stuff. And if you're listening and you want to see our pretty faces, come on down to the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel, and you can find us talking about it every Wednesday at 3-ish o'clock. Y'all, it's just Chappelle and I. We can't stop talking. We're sick. It's us. So check that out. And of course, if you want to listen to us, we're also on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed, wherever you get your podcast. And, you know, speaking of, give us some reviews. All right. We're at 215. Let's get to 250. All right. Please help us out. Get us to 250. Thank you. But anyway, I think, you know, enough dilly-dallying. All right. We're late. So listen. Pina Galli said, Anna, shout out to you, said, give me more time to watch the new Love is Blind episode.
What you got to do. Listen, Love is Blind is messy this season, and I think Below Deck is about to get messier. Look, them first couple episodes of Love is Blind, I was like, okay, this is some, they got some big crackhead energy going on here. I'm gonna be tapped in, but you're right. I think it slowed down a bit. There were like little moments, right, where I was like, these are paid actors and they're here to make drama. But I think we have to shift our attention to Below Deck. I think the real drama might be coming later on this season.
Oh, very much. Because again, I feel, how did you feel about this episode? Where are you?
It was cool. I feel like we're still building to something. You know, I feel like we haven't gotten to the high highs that we got last season. I mean, last season, straight out the gate, three episodes in, we had like three fights. We were missing people. People were getting sick. That was three or four episodes in. This one, we just get our first outing where they go to the bar and go out and have a good time. We're getting like some slow burning beef between Fraser and Barbie, and then some like little seeds that are being planted about Ben and Kat and Sunny. So there's a little bit here and there, but it still hasn't reached the, you know, the messy points that I know we're used to here on Below Deck.
Yeah, even for me, agreed to everything you're saying. And I think even the going out night felt like, okay, that was cute.
Yeah, it was a little tame.
Yeah. You know, Kyle called this a piss in a fart or a fart in something. It's the name of the episode too, and I still can't get it right. Whatever, because it's so crazy. But for me, it felt like a fart in the wind where it just went away. it's happening. The night out is happening. So I agree. Caitlin and Thundercats in the chat says, missing Captain Lee. Feel like Captain is giving us nothing. I think he's just a little bit pissed as a thank you, Thundercats. Pissed as a fart. Oh my God. Here we are. All right, y'all. What are we talking about? No, just kidding. So I felt that it came and went the night out. Usually we get more craziness, but y'all told me there's going to be lead up and I'm going to listen to you. I'll just say that. All right. Peanut Galley is reassuring me. I'll say that.
Yeah. This night out, I think that, it was normal. You know, there was some dancing, there was some drinking, but that was about it. It wasn't, there was no fighting really. There was no drama there. You see some glimpses of Kat not really feeling like she's a part of the group and not really fitting in. But for the most part, I do think it was a lot of like the slow burn. I don't know how many episodes we're going to get this season, but we got little breadcrumbs of like, it wasn't Anthony. Who was it who was saying like, oh, I think I might be into Barbie.
Kyle.
You're right. And so like those little bitty seeds, but nothing like, oh, we're just going to start hooking up night one. It wasn't as explosive as we're used to getting.
Yeah. And Big T and Anna in the chat said, right, like feel like a lead up to the next episodes. Again, how do we feel about two episodes a week? I think that actually might give us a little bit more drama and maybe it wraps up things, right? Like the minute storylines a little bit faster.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And also this season just lasts very, very long when they're one a week. I mean, it's like 18, 19 episodes, it feels like. And it's just like, that's half the damn year just on the boat, you know? And so I think, yeah, if they were doing two a week, it would move a lot faster and you would get a lot more bang for your buck, especially when we have to recap the episodes. Because exactly. In this one, the most drama we get is that what, Fraser and Barbie aren't really getting along? Is that's like the high point of this?
But it's giving Cold War, right? Like we're not in like a full on poo pew pew. It's very much we're still in cold war living our best life. So here we are. But let's get into it because we start with Kat and Barbie are still not getting along. And then the confessionals, the editing, I will say, so funny this season where we're getting the food stylized, Food Network style food shots. We're getting confessionals that are side by side of them like retelling the story. And you really see the moment of like your side, my side, and the truth playing out. And I loved in the culmination of Barbie versus Kat was, and she's such a bitch.
In unison, yeah. No, that was pretty cool. I was thinking, okay, I like this because in the moment they do hug and make up, but immediately after we hear the confessionals, that show that they're just not on the same page. And I think last episode it was looking like, okay, Kat, you were doing a lot, but based on this episode, Barbie's not giving a lot either to this makeup and to any of this conflict. There's going to be some conflict with Barbie's attitude throughout the episode. And I think this shows it, because immediately after this, they have their confessional and you see Kat kind of go tell Zandy, I think, that, hey, you know, me and Barbie are good now. There's no worries. But it doesn't feel like Barbie's ever good with her. Barbie does not let go of a grudge.
Yeah, I don't think Barbie is the forget and forgive type of person. I think she might be like a let's move through this for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it. Because when they go out even, right, like no one's giving Kat the time of day. There isn't really much going on. We do get the Barbie line that we got in the in episode one when they were doing the series like intro, where Barbie's like, yeah, I have three nannies. And I said, when can I live this life?
I just need that. I need that type of pampering. I need that type of luxury. She said she had one for her hair, one for her clothes.
I definitely need someone for my hair, because I'm always messing with it on the podcast. It's so annoying, even for me, y'all. So it's just, what a life. I wish I could lead it. And then we do get this moment of Jared sharing that he's never met his kid.
Yeah. So we talked about this before, where we know he had FaceTimed his kid and that he has a, you know, he wants to be in his kid's life, but yeah, he had never told us the full story, which is that he basically had this fling and then that his, you know, baby mama moved away, and but then the baby came and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, this is yours. But he really wants to be in the baby's life, and he said for the last year and a half he's been FaceTiming. So I give him credit for trying to, you know, make that connection with someone who's across the world. I mean, the kid's in Anchorage, Alaska. So I was kind of like, wow, you know, that's tough. But at the same time, I was like, man, that's crazy. You know, it's so wild. I really hope that maybe Jared gets to go meet this baby at some point, or we get to get some updates about the reunion. Do they talk about this kind of stuff on Watch What Happens Live? That's the kind of stuff I want to know.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I'm sure, like, if Andy watched the show, like, this would be a question, right? Like, hey, since, you know, you've been on, can you say more? But they haven't been, Jared hasn't been on Watch What Happens Live. Frasier and Captain Carey were on episode at the end of episode one. Last week was someone else, and so was this week. Or I might be getting the times confused, but it doesn't matter. Like, the point is we've only had them, and that's it. So, again, Andy, give us more Below Deck. Or let Chappelle and I come in and ask the questions. How about that?
We need to do interviews. Yes. If you're a part of the cast and you're listening to this, holler at us. You know, just please tweet us. Yeah, let us know. We'll have you on. We don't care. Let's talk about it. Tell your side of the story.
Yeah, and it's something like Chappelle and I have been, you know, talking that we maybe need to figure out how to do that. So, you know, be on the lookout. Maybe we can figure something out. And Anna does say this is a classic Below Deck bosun storyline. Yeah, there's something always going on in the bosun's life that you're just like, what? Are you all right, man? Like, yes. Is this all good? We'll get through it somehow. And I want to say the Jared's mic should always be on. Because why is he just singing Dance Monkey by himself?
He's funny. He's very funny. And I like in a like a comedian type way, more like a cartoon. You know, like if you just watch him long enough, he's going to do something funny that you're going to laugh at. I like Jared a lot. I'm hoping that he's able I hope he's able to step it up and not get fucked this season, because it does seem like his friend is his biggest ops.
Yep. It's just, I don't understand. Everyone's out to get him.
Yeah, it might be jealousy. Maybe they think he's got something that they want or something like that. Maybe his, it's like they're trying to humble him, Sasha.
Yeah, maybe his star is on the rise too quickly. Mm-hmm. I think he like came in early, right? Ben is like, dude, I've been here for so long. And now you?
Yeah.
I don't like that. Ghetto. I like that, Ben.
Very yeah.
Ghetto. And I starred this for later, but since we're talking about Ben's dumbass, Michael begs the very important question. I think you may have talked about it previously, but is Ben hot? I'm confused. The person I see on the screen is sort of a weird looking dude. Here's the thing. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. No.
I asked this question last time because I too don't understand. Like I'm not something that I normally go for anyway. So it's not really my wheelhouse here, but I'm thinking like conventionally, Is he in the same vein as some of these other leading men that we've seen in these shows that are supposed to be the love interest? Because it just isn't giving me what I think it's supposed to give.
Here's the thing I will say about Ben. Number one, his attitude knocks him down 7 pegs, right? Like, even if he was a full-on 10, his attitude gets him down to a 5. Again, not that anyone should be on a number, but I think that Ben is not necessarily also my type. Luca, you know, we can even look at, right? And Lolly says in the chat, right? Like, Luca. Yeah, Luca objectively is a good-looking guy, period. You can't argue that. Those eyes are beautiful. But Ben, I think, has room to grow. I think that's the kindest way I can say it. And then the room to grow, he's being a dick.
So okay.
That's where I think the Ben, like, we have to knock him down. Okay, but Ben, here's the thing, have I been doing it wrong? Because Ben has been kind of flirting with Sunny on and off, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, they're in the hot tub acting a fool. And Zandy has literally tumbled into the hot tub. And all you see is the sunscreen, right? Like the sunburn, I mean, just the red just go down. And next thing you know, Sunny's like, I'm out. Where's Speedo boy? I got to go. And just says, where can we go for a little kiss? A flex. I could never. Yeah. Never.
She said, hey, come on. It's time. And he said, all right, here I come. I mean, I was happy that they took Zandy and put her away. You know, it was time for her to go to bed. Please. After you fall in the jacuzzi, hey, it's your exit. But yeah, while he was gone, she's just like, hey, well, since you're down there, let's go ahead and hook this up. And so I thought they were going to do it. But it didn't like it was just a makeout session, you know, some cute. Again, not the levels of mess that I'm used to on Below Deck. I'm not used to just like, oh, yeah, we just went and kissed. It was cute. I'm used to them going in there and doing the things and then sneaking out and then somebody almost catching them or their roommate being in the room. This is a very tame cast so far.
Yeah, so here's what I thought. I thought he would hook up with Zandy first. Ooh. And then we get a little moment with Sunny after. But I'm great. Mm-hmm. Listen, Ben, currently you're not getting a Gary Award.
Yeah. Like I said, he's a little tame. I mean, he's kind of got Gary's attitude that I'm not loving.
But
he ain't got that Luca dog in him that you just need to have sometimes. You know, I was like, it's not giving me what I thought it was going to give me this season. I'm a little confused.
Yeah. And to keep going on this Sunny Ben storyline, he then goes, hey, what was that all about the next morning? Is that really how you would talk to someone that you wanted to, like, maybe have a boat-tuationship with? No! So he's like, did you want attention or affection?
That was player. Nah, that was player.
What do you mean? If someone said that to me, I'm never kissing them again.
See, that was the thing though, because she thought she had the upper hand. She's like, hey, where can we go to kiss? And so he came back and was like, oh, so you just wanted my attention yesterday? Like, he's trying to play it cool as opposed to being wrapped around her finger. You know, he had to flip the script. Okay. I'll give him credit for that one. You're like, it would have never been you in the first place because you would have never, like, that text message, like, where can we go to kiss? Be real, leave me alone. But she hit him with that. She hit him with the come on. And so he just came running. So the next day you got to be like, whoa, hold on. Now we was having a good time yesterday, but what was that about? Because I don't know. I hope you don't think I'm just going to be chasing you around the boat. He said, we could do a little boat dance or something like that. But I ain't that easy. I said, okay, Ben.
But you are.
You got it. But you can't pretend to be, you know, you gotta play it cool. Cause you get packed up like that after the first night. Be a gentleman, Ben. You know, don't, you know.
He was. That's why he only kissed her, I guess. And did keep the legs.
Yeah, he tried.
Close your legs to married men. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my gosh. No, and then, the cherry on top of this shit cake that Ben has made. All right. There is a moment where Sunny, is putting away the jet skis with Jared. And she has no life jacket on. And she doesn't have the kill switch connected to her, the button that you have to do. Mm-hmm. And she's just vibing and, you know, bringing it around. Jared is a good manager and pulls her aside and says, hey, you can't do that next time. Like, don't ever do this again. She's like, oh my God, so sorry. We're good to go. And then here comes Snitch McSnitcherson. And he goes, hey, the radio. And blasts her ass on the radio. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine someone doing that to you?
I felt like this was less about her and more about him trying to show up Ben.
Jared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he wanted to show, oh, Jared's not in control of what's happening here. Look at me. I know the safety precaution. I'm going to make sure this is in line. And so Jared was like, I got it. But in the meantime, oh, yeah, it definitely made her look bad. Like, why am I having to tell the deck crew not to go out into the ocean without a life jacket? Like, that makes her look bad in front of the captain. And so for that moment, she was done with him. Now, Sasha, do you think she's always going to be done with him, or was this just like a minor setback?
Minor setback to the, what is it, the major comeback?
Major comeback?
Because unfortunately the options are slim to
She's like, what else am I going to do? Like, yeah, y'all can date somebody off the boat. That do that happen?
Like a waiter at the
Do they ever meet a local that just keeps coming back to the boat, Sasha?
Yeah.
See, that's what I want to see. I have yet to see that, to where a local just keeps showing up every other night or meeting them at the bar all the time. Give me that. Instead of just being like looking around and saying, well, I guess Ben is who I have to. So I'll do that, because this is rude. Like, he low-key could have got you fired. And that's sloppy.
That's what I'm saying. But the thing is, you have to let them know that they're your only option. Because then that knocks them down a little bit. Like, you have to be in the confessional being, first of all, don't be a clown, right? Don't ever sit there and say, like, oh, I think I'm interested in him. Never, never do that to yourself. Because they will play that with his account of, like, I'm just not into her. It's just like a fun little moment we're having. Stupid. Idiot. Number one. Secondly, you just got to be like, Ben, you're a dick, but, like, the options is slim. You can say it in a jokey way, but you got to say, you got to knock them down.
You
got to
say the words. You gotta humble them, Sasha. Listen, the theme of this episode, you gotta humble them.
You got to. And it's so easy to do it too. Anyway, let me stop. Let me not go down that road again. So it's just, Michael says in the chat too, it was so weak. He only wanted Captain to know. Agreed. And Susan, thank you. Does it? Kate hooked up with the local. Kate has, y'all don't know about Kate. Let's just say that. and then, yes, Thundercat. Sunny is so much hotter than Ben. She needs to hop off around the boat. Here's the thing. Bear with me, everyone. Sunny and Zandy is my OTP.
Ooh, okay. Now that's hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Sunny is very good looking. Like, she does not need to slum it with Ben if she doesn't want
to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm like. Get off the boat, meet somebody. But if Zandy is an option, go for it. I mean, literally anything else. I mean, because this is, like you said, the pickings is slim, but at some point, this man embarrassing you in front of your boss, you gotta move around. So I'm hoping Sunny finds something else to keep her attention, because this Ben thing is not gonna, I don't think I'm a fan. I don't think any of us here on this recap are a fan of the Ben thing.
Yeah, I want him to, like, watch this back and be like, oh my God, I was embarrassing. But he won't. He won't, because he's probably going to be bosun soon. Allegedly. I have no inside info. Michael says Sunny and Luca would be on the same pretty level. Yeah. But I think Luca just needs a little bit more of, like, someone that knows how to play the game. And I don't think Sunny does.
Right. Who was the Stu? Was it the Stu from a couple seasons ago with Gary? She was young.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was not bothered by Gary.
Not
at
me
all.
Forgetting her, like, name.
Yeah. Listen, I can't remember her name, but she was like a perfect, like, she's like, I ain't got time for this. Like, this is for play. I'm not
period girl. That to Gary. Yeah.
Yeah. She was not having it. So yeah, bring back her.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. And I can't believe we forgot her name. But anyway, here we are. So that like wraps up. Yeah. And then the deck team, I will say, like, has had spurts of good where Jared did wake up, you know, early to get the ship ready to go, which I appreciated. And Captain Carrie really saw and was like, this is amazing. Good for you. Appreciate that. And her name, I think, was it Madison? Because I can see her face, the blonde.
Yeah, I can see her face too, but I cannot remember her name. I get to type in on
here. Fun fact about me, I'm name blind. Like, I don't know that that's a thing, but I can tell you everything about your life story, but I will never, like, sometimes never remember people's names. Don't know what that says. Mads, it is. Okay, I was close. It was okay. Mads. Thank you.
Mads, gotcha.
I didn't even look it up because I was like, it's going to bother me if I don't say it.
No. Mads knew what, she knew what was up. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I think Luca needs a Mads. Because then it's more fun. Because then you're like, see, they're going toe-to-toe.
Yeah, but those type of people don't ever find each other. Because they see each other and they recognize, okay, I'm familiar with your work. Let me go pick a weaker opponent. You know what I'm saying? Mads knows what's up. Like, you see the other person playing the game, and you're like, nah, I ain't gonna waste my time with you because you're gonna have me mad.
This is the reason I would never go with someone like that. You're not gonna get me caught up.
Right. Have me looking like the fool. I can make you look like the fool. Yeah,
imagine.
Nope. You gotta know when to hold them and when to fold
them. But that's hot. Like, maybe I'll play the game. But then you get over it very quickly.
Yeah. And so, if you don't, you get played. So I'm just saying.
Don't be stupid. Yeah. Have y'all seen the movie Players? I swear it's my life story.
I have. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so with that, I think that's like our like going out messiness. Jared does have a moment with Barbie where he says, you know, I don't know you from a can of paint, but I like the fact that when I look into your eyes, I find truth.
That was nice to say, wasn't it? Wasn't that amazing? You know,
she laughed in his face.
I mean, it was absurd. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, it doesn't it sound? Do you think he watched Big Brother? Green card. Oh, like when I see you, I think of home or something like that. That was his moment.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. It for me, it just felt like, you know, like maybe it's just, he comes off like that kind of guy to say something like that. Like, he could write Hallmark cards if he wanted to.
Yeah, like he's just, I'm telling you, he's in his own zone. His mic has to always be on. Like, give me all of his Jared-isms. Because what do you mean when I, like, find truth?
Yeah, he just, there's something there. He's telling her something. I'm not quite sure what it is, but damn it, let him cook. You know what I'm saying?
Is like, there I don't a nanny for that? Like, I am confusion.
I don't want to look. I don't want him to get fired because he's got a lot of quotes coming our way. And so we need more Jared. Give him somebody more fun to talk to and to play around with, because Barbie's not having it. She's never going to go for that. Maybe Jared and Zandy need to talk a little bit more.
Ooh, Thundercats. He should have said it to Kat. Yeah.
Yes.
Hook, line, and sinker with that one.
Uh-huh, because Fraser has recognized that Kat might need a little bit more attention.
Ooh, let's get into it. Maureen does say, like, he seems to be a real pot stirrer. I think you're talking about Ben, and I agree. Okay, he's doing too damn much. So, yes, now let's get to it, because it's the next day, and Kat is still, like, moving a little. So Fraser goes, listen, I remember my early days of yawning. They were pretty rough. People pouring hot tea on him. Like, I was like, I don't think that's allowed. That's like against labor laws.
The whole ass hate crime as well. Like, just because he's gay, why would you do that? It's a lot.
Like, we're not pledging. I don't understand. And anyway.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So then he says, I wish someone, you know, was there to look after me. So he says, hey, Kat, like, what's going on? Let me know. And then I don't mean this like in a rude or disrespectful way, but it was like the floodgates opened of trauma. And when she shared her story, I couldn't believe it, right? Both her parents died when she was young, and leaving her and her brother, of course, to grow up in foster care, which meant they were separated. And then once they were separated, she was placed in a very religious family. And I mean, it sounded traumatic.
She used the word cult. She definitely said cultish.
You're right.
You know, so I'm kind of like, you know, not passing judgment on whatever their religion is, but they wouldn't let her see her biological brother. They had no relationship with him because he wasn't in the religion. And so she couldn't talk to him. So eventually she leaves them all together, severs ties with them. And now her and her brother are good friends and close family. And they're all she really has. And so Kat's struggling because she says on all the rest of the boats she's ever worked on, she has no issue making friends. But for some reason, she just can't connect to these people. So maybe this story will be the thing that really helped Fraser kind of see, you know, her side of or see like the way she's kind of perceiving everything. And maybe they can connect at least, because it doesn't look like she's making any friends right now.
Yeah. And it seems like, which goes into the next piece, right, where this family really dug into her when she wasn't being perfect, right, quote unquote. And that causes a lot of anxiety when she's not perceived to be having a good work ethic, which is fascinating, because now it makes sense why, like, night one, hour one, she was in tears. Because she was just like, oh my, like, they don't like me, or, you know, I'm not being good at my job.
Right. So comma butt.
Yeah.
Comma butt, Sasha. Comma butt. We can't. Okay. She's going through some trauma. She's going to take these things very, like, she's going to take them to heart, because it's going to remind her of the traumatic ways her family used to treat her. Comma butt. Ma'am. You got to fold them towels right. You know, I'm sorry, lady. Like, what is it? Zandy walks into the cab and is like, hey, Fraser, you want me to redo all of these because they're not done right? Fraser had to stop everybody and be like, listen, everybody come together. This is unacceptable. This is not what we talk about. This is not how I showed y'all I want it done. I'm just thinking, I can't have it both ways. I can't be like gentle parenting you because of what you've been through, but then you also just being like, I'm not going to do the minimum, like, stuff that we're asking you to do. Because there are moments where we see her go, oh, that's good enough, and just put the towel down. Like, no, that's not good enough. Stop it. So I'm rooting for her, but she's making it tough. She's making it tough.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to make it through this season.
Yeah. It's just Kat was like, stunned, right? Like, she was deer in headlights, and Fraser was like, this is not how you do this. This is a super luxury, blah blah blah. Yeah, like, this is not the space for that. And I was in shock. I was like, oh my god, it's like he's yelling at me. He wasn't, but it felt like that for a second. So I felt really bad. And Lolly says it too. Yeah, service is understandable, but housekeeping, nope, do better. I think this is a hard work, and this is not easy. So she's been used to day charters where, you know, you just need to have like nice. I think people get excited on a day charter if you have towels. But if I'm paying like 50K, I do want a little bit of niceness.
Oh, Fraser takes this very seriously. You know, when I remember when they were taking the plates off the table last time, and he was like, this isn't an Arby's. You don't just stack the plates up and take them away. I don't know what he needed to say. This is an Arby's. But he said something to that effect, like, hey, bro, this is gourmet. This is a super luxury yacht. Fraser even tells us that the guests are tacky because they come on there looking like normal. And this is expensive. I'm expecting expensive guests as well. So yeah, he's going to hold them to a high standard. And I, right now, it's not looking like Kat's going to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Oh, Waffle House. That's what it was, Lolly. Said, this is not a Waffle House. And I was like, you're right.
First of all, how dare you? Waffle House is Sasha literally my Waffle number. House. How dare you? What does that mean? How dare you?
It ain't, look, it ain't a Waffle House if somebody isn't literally fighting over the stove in front of you. So no, nah, this ain't a Waffle House, Fraser. But
yeah, definitely. I do think there are certain kind of girls that like Waffle House and Hot Cheetos, if you know what I mean. And then yeah, Anna says this, but right, like she has a balance of drama and incompetence that can really work on this show. Correct, because you're low-key rooting for her, right? And Michael even said that his Michael's wife was like, what the hell is wrong with this girl? And fast forward to this week where we're just like, oh, to where we're gonna be like irritated, but not irritated enough to where everything goes to hell.
Right. We rooted for her because we know her story, but at the same time, we also know that this ain't gonna cut it. So we're torn. So yep. I think this is right. This is a perfect character for this show because we want you to do well, but also there's a limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even chat says, right, like we don't know if she's gonna last. I think that is this gonna be her first quit? Let's see. I had a moment, y'all, because that was the other big drama here. Barbie, do we think Barbie is gonna be like, I'm too rich for this, I don't need this?
Okay, so let's get into it. Barbie, yes. And Fraser have a couple conversations throughout this episode. The first one, he tells her, hey, could you just be a little sensitive to Kat? Mm-hmm. You know, like this episode. He doesn't say you were talking to her crazy last time. He doesn't say like you're an awful person. He just says, hey, this time, can we be a little sensitive to her? And Barbie's like, oh, because I'm a horrible person? Oh, thanks. And she immediately takes it to heart, like as if Fraser's coming at her. And from that moment on, she never takes her wall down. She seems like she's irritated with him. She's ignoring him to the point where ultimately, they have to have the conversation about her attitude. And yeah, now that you mention it, I wouldn't be shocked if she was just like, I don't like to be treated like this. I'm leaving. And I got too much money for this, you know? So that's a good point. I actually hadn't considered her quitting because I was actually more concerned about maybe her getting fired. But with these, like, I'm gonna say accusations, but when this criticism coming from Fraser over and over again for her, or at least her perceiving that it's an attack on her, I could very well see that if this conversation that he eventually has with Captain Carrie gets back to her, that she's like, you know what, I'm going home.
Yeah, that's what I feel, because at the end it got so bad where he's like, you're ignoring me, you're being kind of a bitch, and you know he's muttering under his breath as soon as she walks away, like, oh my god, she can't talk to me like this, blah blah blah. She is walking away and she's like, he's horrible, he's this, he's that, right? Like slamming her bathroom door, being so frustrated with him. It's day two. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Why are we so frustrated? And they're just constantly going back and forth to where it got so bad that he's already snitching to Captain Carrie.
Right. That was my first thought too. I said, it's day two. And you're already telling, like, Toomey's walking around here getting yelled at by Natalia and she ain't saying nothing. You know, like, not to say that, like, you know, Toomey shouldn't have said something.
Yeah.
But at some point, day one, if you're like, oh no, this attitude's not gonna fly. Kudos to Fraser for having a boundary that's like drawing the line in the sand, saying, hey, we're not doing this right now. But at the same time, that escalated very quickly. And I was not suspecting that to happen.
Yeah. I also felt for a moment, and this is where I do think this is going to go, not like, I'm done with her, she's fired, but I do think it might be a, hey, Captain Carrie, like, I need you to monitor the situation.
Yeah, but just keep an eye on it. But Captain Carrie does seem like he wants to know all the stuff, too. He's made it clear that he doesn't want anything happening on the boat and him being the last one to find out. So it does feel like she's, like, at least respecting the chain of command, right? Like Fraser said, okay, boom, this is a problem. Let me go ahead and run it to you. So when it gets out of control, it's not the first you've heard about it, right? When it gets to the point where we're pointing at each other and yelling across the, you know, across the boat at each other, that's the last straw. You know, that's when it's like, okay, I've already warned you. We already got, you know, like it documented that we had this conversation. Now let's move to the next position. I think it just felt so extreme because we haven't seen anybody move so quickly on Below Deck in a while to where someone would just immediately go and tell the captain. It felt a little extreme at first, but now that we're talking it out, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, and Anna brings this up too, right? Where I think the Stew drama from last season is affecting how Frasier reacted. Listen, they need to sage the shit out of that bar. When I tell you, anytime people are around that bar, they're fighting. There has nothing. And last season, the knockout, dragout fight, the loud fight was at the bar as well. So I think something's up with the bar. Someone put the hex or the producers put something there that's causing people to fight. I don't know. But watch out for that bar, everyone.
Well, Sasha, speaking of the bar, can we talk about the argument that they have at the bar? Because the guests want margaritas.
I literally looked it up. Yeah.
Right. The guests want margaritas. And Barbie wants to make the margaritas with orange juice included. Frasier wants the margaritas out now, but she could she not find the oranges? Like, what was the holdup with the oranges? Did she want to squeeze the oranges? Why was it taking so long?
I think she wanted to squeeze the oranges. That's the only thing that makes sense, because he was like, no, I don't care. It's been, and we got the Below Deck Shady timer, right? It was like 10 minutes since drink, 15 minutes since the last drink, not 30 minutes since the last drink. Sorry, but like one margarita should never take one drink, period, right? Should never take long, because these charter guests are paying so much money. This isn't a Waffle House. No, actually, Waffle House, how dare you? Okay, Sasha, because Waffle House things come quick. So maybe like Maureen said, maybe it's Chili's is what Frasier said. So with Chili's, things do be taking a long time. So either way, it's just, why are you doing anything that takes you 30 minutes? I don't understand, because she is mad at Kat for being slow.
Right.
Hot meat kettle.
Yeah, it's like that same energy you had in episode one. Where is that at right now when it comes to these margaritas? Because I'm going to tell you right now, you've been out with me enough. You know, one drink, I'm looking for my next drink. If my goal is to start drinking, then I'm back in line at the bar. 30 minutes and I ordered it already. Oh, you about to hear from me. Like, they were better than me. The fact that they hadn't gone downstairs and been like, hey, can I get is there another waiter that I could get to? Because I would have gone around her by that point. Like, hey, Captain, do you think I can just, I would have probably changed drink orders by then. Could you whiskey, water, something simple? Because I would have been like, why we're waiting so long.
Shots for us all. Just give me the bottle. Yeah. I'm the bottle girl now.
And I get that she wanted to make the margaritas a special way, right? She wanted to use the orange juice, like she got her your special Barbie Ritas. But at the same time, where is this damn orange juice? What is happening? It doesn't take that long to put orange juice in a margarita.
Because first time, Amarin does say, like, if Frasier would have let her make the margarita with the orange juice, the guest would have had wouldn't have to wait. I don't know that that's true, because I think first it was already 10 to 15 minutes in when Frasier showed up. And he's like, hey, what's the holdup? Then she said, and then he said, do you know how to make, like, run me the ingredients, kind of. She runs it down. And then he's like, why do we need orange juice? If we're waiting for orange juice, it should just have blam, blam, blam. Let's move on. And that's when I felt like they were going back and forth about it. So it sounded like the orange juice just wasn't in the vicinity.
But even if Frasier comes to her and says, why are we waiting on orange juice? Make the margarita the way I want you to make them. Immediately, you should turn around, grab a glass, grab some tequila, grab some lime, grab some triple sec, and mix it up. And then you have a margarita. It doesn't take 20 minutes to do that. He said it shouldn't take 5 minutes to make a margarita, because you just pour the drinks in a cup. It's like, these weren't frozen margs. It wasn't like you had to go and there's a machine that y'all got to get going. You had to do. And then on top of all of that, Lolly in the chat, she didn't even have orange juice. She had grapefruit juice out anyway.
That is killed me. Because I was like, that's fine if you want to do grape juice and tequila, right? That's an option. I'm sure I would drink it. Whatever. Who cares? But yeah, and Pambella says, right, why are you wasting time pulling the recipe to be right instead of making the drink? Because I think she just wanted to be like righteous, right? In her mind, she was like, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. And let's make it happen. And Frasier caught her asking Kat to squeeze the orange juice. That's the issue.
Like, stop it. Stop it. I understand that you went to bartending school. I understand that they asked for one of your favorite famous margaritas, but I just came and told you that I don't want you to make that anymore. Add those three ingredients together, mix them up, and put some salt around the rim and go. It's not that complicated. But man, the fact that she did stop and like look up the recipe to be like, see, I told you this is what I'm making. So, bro, while you were doing that, you could have made another margarita because someone in the chat did say, oh, Katz says the number of margaritas they could drink in 30 minutes.
Yes.
I kill some drinks in 30 minutes. It would not take me.
That's why you have to do shots, guys.
Yeah, you have to. You got to. At least if she was doing that, she should have sent out another drink in the meantime. Like, hey, could you send up the complimentary shots or something like that while I look for the orange juice?
Yes, you know. Something with tequila. But do tequila and lime. Like, that's my favorite drink lately, right? But, like, do a tequila with some lemon juice, send it off, and then be like, and now I'm going to make the pretty margaritas. Because she's looking for, finally, the drink is made, and now she's, like, looking for an umbrella. You know Kat moves slower than slots. Mm-hmm. What are we doing here?
You know, this is a pattern with this boat. I've been talking about how good they are as far as keeping the drama down. It's kind of like, it's kind of tame. But between how slow Kat was moving, how slow Sheffy was moving, and now slow Barbie is moving, it's like, I don't know if it's like, it's just a boat full of perfectionists. Well, I know Kat doesn't count. Kat does not count. Because we've seen her just throw caution to the wind and be like, whatever, these towels. But Barbie and Sheffy, to both be like, it has to be this exact way or else. And it just completely derails everything else. It's happened twice now. Two episodes in a row. What are we doing?
Yep.
Speed it up.
Wake up, everyone. I feel like Frasier is the only one currently that has... Frasier and Sandy, sorry. That are the only two that have urgency on this boat at this point. Mm. And I don't... It's just all of this is a mess. And Anna asked, was Barbie a chief stew previously? She gives that energy. I think that she was... I don't believe she was a chief stew in how her introduction was to us, but she has always been like high. So she's either been a number two, I think. So she's been, yeah. And I think the way she grew up, right? Like she talks a lot about her, how she studied all of this and she spent a lot of time like learning her craft, which is why I think that energy comes. And yeah, Lolly even asked a great question. What's going to happen when she's sleeping and somebody wants the famous margaritas?
Yeah. What happens? Mm-hmm. What happened? Yeah. What is that? Like, nobody knows what's in her special margarita because she had to go squeeze fresh orange juice from it. Ma'am, give us what we asked for. Move on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, this is why now you're going back and forth with Frasier. Then she's like, you're such a dick. I'm like, is he a dick for asking you to get a margarita out before 30 minutes? I don't know. People just don't take drinking as seriously as some people do. But when I'm on a luxury yacht, you got to expect for me to be asking for the luxury drinks. I want my drink and I want it now because otherwise, what are we doing? Just sitting around talking? We can do that with drinks. Come on, keep them coming.
Yep. And yeah, and Maureen says give her a break. You know, poor girl was trying to make it special. Listen, I think if you need to spend that much time, prep it ahead of time. How about that?
Or at least have the correct juice, because grapefruit juice is not what even you were looking for. Come on, man. It was a rookie mistake. Honestly, it's not like a huge error, but the way that she bounces back from it with Frasier is unacceptable, because Frasier, I would have thought like they would have hashed it out and moved on, but Frasier's already running and telling, and so this is not a good look for her. And it doesn't look like she's able to let bygones be bygones. Like, I feel like this might be a conversation they're still having next episode as well.
Yep. 1000%. I just can't constantly strive to like be a certain way. And like I said, these guests seem so low maintenance, because let's talk about them, right? Where they're there, where primaries have come to renew their vows alongside two of their friends and who are also renewing theirs, and another couple who's going to be getting married for the first time. So and the vibe they're giving, right? Like after lunch, they're like, we just want to have fun. We want to drink. Their a big request for the dinner, the first night dinner, was a game, like a tailgate game night situation. And they were just so happy that Frasier was on with the little referee and the little, he was blowing his whistle. They were fine. So I just think they wanted alcohol.
Right. This was the most chill guest group you're ever going to get. They were asking for almost nothing. It really was like, this is great. dress like you work at Foot Locker and then serve me my food. Like, that was it. It wasn't anything crazy. And of course, the food was awesome as usual. So they didn't really have anything to complain about. And it's like, this would have been a 5-star experience had not been for this random argument between the chief stew and one of the other stews about some damn orange juice. So, you know, like, you really got to take advantage of moments like this where you have an easy day. That's when you do your best work, you know, because when you get things get crazy, at least you've shown, like, oh no, when things are not crazy, I'm good at my job, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, they could have blown them away. And it was like, like I said, these people were probably still happy, but there are definitely moments where, you know, you don't have to drop the ball in these areas. You know, you can really just do what's asked for you in a timely manner, and these people will be perfectly fine. The tip would be great at the end of the day.
Yes, that part. Okay. And oh my God, it's just, I just find it so funny because they seem to be a low maintenance guest that just want alcohol. And I feel like that's us. We're like that too. That's why I really feel it in my heart. The Americans that just want to get drunk. So it is what it is. Also, let me know, chat, but I feel like the food being showcased is new. Like, we have not seen this food getting this, like, little camera on it and getting, like, a 360, a rotating platform. Like, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. And I think it's a perfect time, too, because this chef is cooking, okay? The food looks amazing. Every piece of food that comes out looks great. Maybe he should cook a little bit more food so that the people who work with him can actually eat.
That was so funny. So he makes chicken, but like, it's cordon bleu chicken, and everyone is so excited. And the next thing you see, it's been like really little, really like cut into these pieces. Oh my gosh. And the captain's like, no, Zandy, you eat because you're working harder than me. And then Zandy goes to Frasier. Hey, Frasier, you need to eat also, but there ain't no food to eat.
Yeah. And I've never seen this before on Below Deck, where the chef has to like get talked to by the captain and say, you need to cook more food. Like, you literally, like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't have to be cordon bleu chicken. It can be nice sandwiches, but you have to cook enough so that we can all eat. Because you're still the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you're cooking for the guests, but you're still the kitchen for all of us. Now, Sasha, what did you think about the chewy beef? Because that was weird. I had not seen that before either.
Yeah, he said that it was the guest and the chef both said that it would seem like the cut of the beef that was just a chewy kind, like a chewy cut, which is why this happened and there wasn't like a fillet. But I feel that then maybe you just make it a little bit more rare, right? So was it too rare?
No, they said it was cooked. He said, like, the guy cuts the steak and he says, this is how you cook. Like, that is how a medium rare steak is supposed to look. It was a cheap cut of meat. This is a luxury yacht. We need quality beef here. That's really what happened. And I'm just like, wait a minute, are we skimping on the cost here? Where we get this meat from? So that was more interesting to me than anything, because I was thinking, well, you can't hold the chef accountable for that. Sasha, if there's ever a time I have to ask for steak sauce for a steak, just take the steak.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. They needed steak sauce because it was that chewy. They're like, do you have anything that you could use? Maybe like a reduction or something like that you could use for it, blah, blah, a sauce. I'm like, a sauce? No, my steak has salt and pepper on it. It doesn't taste
Yeah, that's what my you husband says. Yeah, Karthik is like, no, this must be a bad steak. Why are you asking for anything?
Right. They're trying to mask it. I just thought it was very interesting that you would just pull out the low budget steaks here. It was very odd.
So here's the thing. It is known that, like, when you ask for premium stuff on the charter, you are supposed to pay for it. So they give you like a budget, right? Like, I'm trying to make easy. So your budget is $1,000, right? And a fillet might be $1,010, right? Or whatever the extra charge is. Like, even premium alcohol, they do have to, I think, you know, pay more if you're requesting like the 1942. Yeah. Then like, you, I think you have to pay on top of you know, whatever, you have to pay the difference, basically. So I'm wondering if that was a moment where they didn't want to, like, pay for that extra food quality, and that's why we get the cheaper meat. But it sounds like what Anthony said was, this is just what they gave us.
Yeah, this is what they had. So very interesting.
Let me call Norma. For me, yeah.
Right. For me, it just stood out because I'd never seen that before on this show. I never looked bad.
Like the way he was cutting it. Oh my gosh.
Because if it's medium rare, it shouldn't take that much. It really shouldn't. It was so chewy. You could tell. They, like I said, you asked for steak sauce on a steak. I was like, clutching. Like, oh my God. Bring something else.
On the sewer. You're like, just give me chicken. I'm sorry. Right? Yeah.
Wings and that's it. We'll be fine. Bring some more of that cordon bleu. Oh, wait, we're out. Never mind.
Right, at least something. But anyway, I think Anthony's going to learn or Anthony's going to quit. We'll see. Because maybe he's not making enough food. Look at, we're just at this point making conspiracy theories because there's apparently so many people leaving the boat. So why? We shall see. Maybe not enough food. And that's why Ben leaves. Just kidding. No.
Did anybody get fired on Below Deck Med last season?
Yes. Rua, the bosun.
Who?
The bosun, the before Luca, Ruan.
He didn't even make it on the boat. I'm talking about anybody from episode one not make it to the. No, Natalia left. So nobody.
Yeah, Natalia left. And then that girl that came in for Natalia, for Kyle and Toomey also went. But again, I think she was always supposed to go.
Right. But I don't think they got fired. So I'm really.
Sandy not firing someone, gasp.
Right, right. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, let's see. But yeah, I guess technically he was on episode one, but I don't count him, y'all. I'm talking about how anybody get fired, you know what I'm saying?
And he wouldn't have been fired if, yeah, he had his papers. So you're right.
Right. But yeah, I would like to see what's happening here because people have said that these are the most people that got fired in a long time or ever or something like that. And I can see, like, depending on how strict Captain Carey is, I put about four people up on the nomination block right now thinking that they might not make it to the end of the season. Yeah.
100%. Okay. I think we can make a case for a lot of these people. Not Frasier, but that's it. And Caitlin had asked that as the start, right? Like, are we ready for, we're already on another charter. How are people getting fired? Is this going to be like a challenge where it's like a purge?
Oh, like one charter is so bad. Yeah. That he just comes in like, you and you, y'all can go. I'm done.
Yep. Maybe. We'll see. I have no idea. So I can't wait for the purge because, yeah, and in the chat was also talking about how they all have like the challenge style GoPro song. I think they're trying to do something with the editing. Let them cook. If that helps us not get the creepy shots, I would be so happy. But we'll see. Okay, we'll see. And with that, I think that is it for this episode. I love Zandy, y'all. I think that is gonna be one of my faves. She's so funny to me. I just want to be her friend really bad. And Lolly does say, let's hope within the sea of firings we get some hotter pieces to play with. Shout out to you, Lolly, because you're correct.
Let's spice it up, bring in some new blood. Let's go get, look, we don't even need good stews or good deckhands. Let's go get some models. Some, please. You know, where are the porn stars from 2 seasons ago? Yeah. What are we doing?
Bring your tails.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I love it. And there was another like coming up, not Below Deck, but Summer House Martha's Vineyard is coming out. You know, maybe we dive more into Bravo. Let us know. Do y'all?
Maybe.
Okay, Chappelle has never seen this show. That's why I want him to cover it. It is Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard. They're all black, a friend group that goes to Martha's Vineyard. And like, you saw Summer House, right? Or Winter House. I don't know. I feel like it's been mentioned. I don't think you've seen it. But anyway.
You brought it up a few times, yes. But I've never seen it.
This is a show I believe Chappelle should go on, y'all. Oh my gosh. It was truly one of the most fun new shows. So let's see. Let us know if thank you, Pambella. Yeah, I also think he'll like Martha's Vineyard. Anyway, so maybe we should be talking. If y'all think we should be talking, let us know. Leave us 5-star reviews. Comment if you think we should be covering Summer House and put them on the spot. And what? Okay. Because yeah. I didn't talk to him ahead of time. But let us know. Nope. I love Summer House, and I think I would personally like to cover it. So we'll see. Anyway, so with that, I think that is it. Chappelle, where can the people find you?
You can find me on recapkickback.com, where I have my own podcast, and I'm just talking about stuff that I want to talk about. Mari has been joining me every week to count down the top 5 of Black movies in different genres. And then this week coming up, we have the top 5 Black romances as voted by the listeners of the Recap Kickback. So if you are not a listener of Recap Kickback, what are you waiting for? Go subscribe to the podcast, recapkickback.com. Follow it on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all the places. Join the Facebook community, all that good stuff. And let us know what you want me to talk about, because it's my show and I get to talk about whatever I want. And so maybe Sasha comes and talks about Martha's Vineyard over there. Who knows? But yeah, that's what I'm doing for the most part. I mean, you still can catch me talking about Suits and Pearson on suitspodcast.com. I'll be guesting with the Bachelor wrap up team with Haley and Amy next week. So that'll be fun. But I'm just bouncing all around doing my thing. So just trying to get people to listen to the podcast. Oh, by the way, just dropped the Enneagram podcast, my first ever podcast I did with Rob.
Yes.
So, if you were not there in 2020 when I did that with Rob, I was very nervous. It was my first thing, but it was a big hit. So check it out on the YouTube page. That's youtube.com/@recapkickback.
Yes. And as for me, as always, I'm covering pop culture, celebrity gossip, you name it. We're talking about it over on Mess Magnets with Kirsten McKennis on Rob as a website /MessFeed. Where, listen, if you want to know why hashtag who the F did I marry was trending, we're going to be talking about it. All right. Check that out. And of course, Bryce, Isaiah, and I talk Love and Hip Hop Atlanta every other week. So check that out on the Purple Pants feed or on the Bryce Isaiah YouTube channel. Honestly, chef's kiss show. Our stories are even funnier than the show sometimes, but whatever. And I was a guest on the 90 Day Fiancé pod with Puya. So check all that out and follow me on Twitter at funsize_04 to keep up with everything I'm doing. Thank you everyone for listening. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.